This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, you know it's Taz and
Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. Ah, yes. Coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Can't play it, talk your number to call 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Mikey B, Pete the Body across the way at the controls. AB with your updates. We come to you 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 Pacific, right here on CBS Sports Radio. We thank all of our affiliates across the country. And also Sirius 206, XM 206, Sirius XM app, channel 206 as well. And you can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Taz and the Moose. And also, Taz, we thank everyone for they've been very, very supportive downloading our podcast each and every day.
Absolutely. Much appreciated the support you guys are giving us every day. Our free show podcast every day. It's free. So wherever you get your podcasts, including radio.com or Apple Podcasts, it's very much appreciated. If you missed any of our show, any of our program, because we're on the air for 3 hours, so maybe you don't catch it all. Maybe you got to go to work or you're at the gym or whatever you're doing or you're going to school. You got to go to class or something like summer school, which would stink. You can always get the on-demand version every day, as I stated. And we got a couple of big guests in this episode, too.
No doubt. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. Eastern Time, 4:40 Pacific, we're going to chat with Clyde Drexler, NBA Hall of Famer. Talk all things NBA, reminisce a little bit with Clyde. Looking forward to that. And coming up at 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time, 5:40 Pacific, we're going to talk to legendary Yankee, Bernie Williams, part of those great Yankee teams, Taz, in the late 90s.
Yes.
That dominated Major League Baseball, Manning center field, now a musician, as he has transitioned away from being a baseball player and was always playing, strumming that guitar when he's Manning center field for the Yankees as well. But Bernie Williams will join us coming up at 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. So looking forward to that. Speaking of Major League Baseball, as next week is All-Star Week, and we'll get all the festivities down in our nation's capital, down in Washington, D.C., before the All-Star game, and we've put the rosters aside here for just a second, the debate raging on who should be there, who shouldn't be there. The participants have been announced for the Home Run Derby, which is going to be televised on Monday night.
Yes. Yeah, and, you know, it's an interesting field, frankly. You got a lot of younger players in this thing. Some guys or maybe a lot of casual baseball fans might not know unless they're from the city or town that, you know, the state or city you're from that's your home team. But I would say that, obviously, it's pretty obvious, I should say, Bryce Harper will be the hometown favorite.
He will, and he's got 22 home runs up until this point as we sit here on this Thursday morning.
That's right, yeah. So
very heavy National League.
It is.
One American League guy,
yeah,
Bregman from the Astros, that's it.
Yeah, I know, that's odd. And
the rest of the guys are all National League guys. There's no Stanton. There is no Judge. Aaron Judge, who didn't want to participate this year.
Don't blame him.
Bryce Harper is the biggest star. And if you haven't seen the list, it's Jesus Aguilar from the Milwaukee Brewers, Javier Baez from the Cubs, Bregman from the Astros, Freddie Freeman from the Atlanta Braves, as Taz mentioned, Bryce Harper from the Washington Nationals, Rhys Hoskins from the Phillies, Max Muncy and his 21 home runs from the Los Angeles Dodgers, and then the trimmed down Kyle Schwarber from the Chicago Cubs.
He looks great. He definitely cut some weight for sure.
He definitely did.
What do you think? I'm thinking Aguilar might be the front runner in this
23
thing.
23 home runs up until this stage, as we've got a few games left before the first half of the All-Star break does hit us. Yeah, I think Aguilar could hit it. Baez has got an unbelievably quick swing. Can he replicate that? I look at a Kyle Schwarber. If he can get going, certainly he can hit them in bunches over the fence. It'd be cool to see Max Muncy win it.
I think that'd be awesome. I would love to see
it. It'd be an unbelievable story. 27 years of age.
Yeah.
He's got an opportunity this year because of a couple injuries in Los Angeles and taking that opportunity and run with it.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, though, like, as you know, most fans know this, like, not that I've ever competed in a home run derby, but I get it. Well, I get it watching it. I've always been a fan of it. I look forward to it, frankly, more than I do the actual All-Star game itself. because they you know, TV coverage on this is always really strong. I like hearing some of the you know, people from the Peanut Gallery, from people doing color commentary on it, and analysts and stuff. I could do without some of the jocularity and tomfoolery on the sidelines, where it's like too much. Like when Big Poppy was in it, like it was got a little too much.
Got a little bit over the top.
It got a little over the top. Like, okay, we get it, dude. Enough with the Gatorades and the towel.
Bringing it out.
Enough.
You know what I like, Taz?
I'm a little sick of that.
You know what I enjoy, if you have a family and your son or daughter is there. The fact that they're there watching their dad hit like that.
That's cool. When the kids are on the
field.
I agree.
That to me is a great memory. That is really what it should be all about, a celebration of the sport. But I do agree with you. You don't need to see the guy coming out with the towel, off after he hits 15 home runs in a round.
You're trying to get on TV because the guy's hitting home runs.
Right,
would
you like a sip of Gatorade or bowing down to them as they're hitting home runs?
Right.
It's just
annoying. Stop.
It's a little much. It's a little over the top. Is it a great list of names? It's not an over-the-top great list
of names.
It's
a young group, as I said.
It's a young group.
Yeah.
But does it have a lot of star power?
No,
it doesn't.
Doesn't mean it's not going to be good. And you know, look, Moose, you
doesn't
know
mean it won't be entertaining. But stars draw attention, eyeballs to the sets.
Absolutely, and you don't have that with this. I mean, and like you said, you know,
if you had Stanton, Judge, and Harper, I don't care who the other five guys are.
Different story.
Then it's a different story.
Different story. I totally agree. And only, as you said, only one representation from the American League in Bergman. So, you know, from the Astros. But, you know, this home run derby, man, it's as the old cliche goes, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
It is.
So that's the thing, where a guy like Schwarber, who cut weight, maybe this is to his advantage now because his cardio will be up a little more. And he could have more, you know, more power in his swing for a long, sustaining amount of reps, because that's what you need with this.
Well, as we discussed with Sampson earlier in the week, and that is David Sampson, the former executive with the Miami Marlins and now an analyst, a baseball analyst for CBS Sports, he said 2016, coming back from the home run derby with Giancarlo Stanton, said he was absolutely gassed, exhausted from the experience and hitting in the home run derby, replicating the swing, swinging with that kind of velocity. Getting the bat speed going. Taz, that is difficult to replicate. I don't care what kind of condition you are in, time and time and time and time again, and that does take a toll on your body.
Go to your local batting cage, get a handful of quarters or tokens, okay, and do three rounds, and watch how, and do it repetitively quick in the medium-fast cage, and watch how tough that is. Nevertheless, what these guys do. Now, of course, they select their pitching coach or their pitcher, whoever. You see some guys have their dad pitching to them or whatever that maybe were in the game. You know, they're throwing these guys meatballs. We know that. But, you know, that's the idea. You want them hitting home runs. Otherwise, why the hell? Heck, you don't want pitchers trying to strike guys out. So you want meatballs thrown. But go to your local batting cage and see how good you do.
No question about it.
See how good you do. I would have loved to see like a J.D. Martinez in this thing.
That would have been nice.
Could you imagine from the Red Sox? I mean, he's got 28 home runs right now, I believe. He's leading the MLB. You know, I'd love to see him in that. You know,
it's taken the similar turn that the dunk contest took in the NBA.
Yeah, true.
Where initially you had, and I'm not telling you, last year you had Judge and you had Giancarlo Stanton when this game was down in Miami. So it's not a case that it's never been. There aren't any stars in it, and Bryce Harper's in it this year. But, Taz, early on, it seemed to hold more water, the dunk contest in the NBA, than it does now. And I think the home run derby is starting to transition to that, to where is the juice worth the squeeze? Is it worth it for me to exhaust myself in the span of 45 minutes to I'm not maybe making great use of the all-star break and resting my body? Yes, you have to play in a pseudo game, a scrimmage in the All-Star game, conceivably if you're performing in both. But is it really worth it? If I'm a star, an established star, money's coming my way, do I really need the home run derby and to do that? Do I need to do that? I think a lot of stars are looking at it now and saying, no, I really
you
don't.
And you listen, it's obvious. You run the risk, and you and I have had this talk a lot.
Yeah.
You know, even before we had our program here, you know, you run the risk of, I'm from the elk of, I believe per season a player only has X amount, so many amount of home runs in their body. and you can kind of, you know, run out of gas, for, to put it in a PC terms, okay, if you do this now. And that's why you see guys that are not in this thing, that their team potentially could run into the postseason, like guys for the Yankees or the Red Sox. So like you said, Aaron Judge or maybe J.D. Martinez or Mookie Betts. You don't see these guys in this thing. You know, you don't see you don't see Stanton in this thing. You know, and you can't blame them. You know, Ramirez, right? Jose Ramirez, he's not in it. No, he's not in it either.
He was in it last year,
I believe. He's got 27 home runs. He's not in it. So.
And that's the rub. It's an interesting list. It'll be a fun event regardless. Everyone digs the long ball. Everyone loves seeing the exit velocity. Where's this one at? Guy hitting the ball a country mile. It's great that you got Bryce Harper representing the local team with the game being down in Washington, D.C., but not an unbelievable list. I think a lot of people are going to probably be pulling for Max Muncy to win it.
Yeah, me too. I'd like to see him win for the Dodgers out there in Los Angeles. I like Muncy. He's a great story. I have two ideas I'd like to throw at the audience and Major League Baseball and you, the Moose, okay, for the Home Run Derby. First of all, I changed the name. Enough calling it Home Run Derby. It's a trite name.
Okay. What would you call it?
I call it Dinger Derby. Dinger. Okay, that's what a home run. You like that. I know you like it. Moose, admit it. I know you don't like to give me a lot of credit, but you'll give me credit on this.
Dinger here's Derby. Max Muncy, your 2018 Dinger Derby champion.
Dang right. No. Okay, I'd go Dinger Derby. What do you think,
double,
Mike?
Double D's. I like it.
Yeah, you can't say that. Yeah. Right? So so then you go with that. And also, I was talking D's. To Pete, the body, the board operator of this show.
Yes.
And before the show, we were talking about, I had a couple of creative ideas on how to change this, not just the title of the Home Run Derby, but what these players wear. They should not be wearing their team uniform. It's that too's trite. It's played out enough. We get it. We know who you play for. They should not. They should wear the baseball cap. Not a singlet. They should wear the baseball cap of that team. They should wear street clothes. So whatever you show up in the building in, you should wear. You're wearing shorts and flip-flops and a T-shirt. Go out there. You're wearing a tank top, maybe in some sweats. Go out there. Hit some dingers. That would be fun. But you got to wear the cap of the squad you're from.
So
that's not a good idea.
So you wear sweats or whatever you might be, whatever's
like
comfortable for you.
You came to work in the full sweats.
I did.
And it's the middle of July. I don't get that.
I did because I wanted to be comfortable. I felt like wearing a hoodie and a pair of sweatpants.
Yeah, in July.
Wonderful!
I say at the Dinger Derby, what you do
start
is you have
sweating on the way home.
You have these guys very wear warm street clothes. Whatever they decide to show up in a ballpark in, that's what they wear when it maybe wear blue jeans and some tennis shoes and a sweater. And then you go out there and hit home runs. That's money.
So Bryce Harper stepping up wearing a pair of dungarees.
I don't know if they called it anymore.
Well, they are dungarees.
They're called blue jeans now.
A pair of dungarees, a sweater, and a Nats cap.
Boom.
And
done.
He's hitting home runs.
He's hitting dingers. So it's the Dinger Derby.
Dinger Derby.
Right. I think I'm on to something here. I'm on to something.
It's something.
It's something, all right, Taz. Oh, it's something. That's funny.
I'd watch.
I would watch. I have a hard time thinking that baseball would go. Let's change it from Home Run Derby to Dinger Derby.
It's a great name. It's a great name.
Did you see last night the AA All-Star game took place?
I know it took place. I did not see it. Usually do watch this.
It took place in Trenton, New Jersey.
I know where
and Tim Tebow was an All-Star. He's in the AA affiliate for the New York Mets, a legendary Florida Gator,
right,
hitting .270 at AA, and give him credit, all-star at the AA level. You're a big Met fan. I'm surrounded by Met fans.
I know.
Bilotti, Biseglia, Bogus, yourself, every single morning. their season, obviously, not going anywhere this year.
Right.
Do you think you see Tim Tebow in a Major League uniform this year?
Yeah. And I think he's going to be in a Met uniform.
Would that bother you as a Met fan if Tim Tebow is in a Met uniform some point this year?
No,
why not?
I'll tell you why. Because if the Mets were in potentially in a run for the postseason, which that's obviously not happening, then I'd have a massive problem with it. But Tim Tebow, he sells tickets. That's
he
the
does.
Bottom line. He sells tickets, and at Citi Field in Queens, New York, they need to sell some tickets because business is not booming. And your club is stinking. So I would go to Mickey Callaway, said, here he is. If I'm the upper brass of the New York Mets, say he is now with the Mets. He is now with the bigs. He's playing double-A ball now, as you said. I think you said that. And I think he went 1-for-4 yesterday. He hit a double his first at bat, and then that was it. Yeah.
He's a marketable guy.
Yeah.
I give him credit, Taz. I thought it was a publicity stunt. Make some money, sell some jerseys, good partnership. I think it made good business sense for the Mets, but I never thought that Tim Tebow was a classic, as Sandy Alderson described him at one point in time, a classic developmental kind of an athlete. And he has developed. He's gotten better.
He's paid his dues.
He's paid his dues.
As a baseball player, he's at bottom of the barrel Jones here.
He has.
You know?
And he's very marketable. He's very likable.
And
people are drawn to him. And if you've got nothing to sell, why not sell Tim Tebow?
Exactly. Just imagine the merchandise alone on his jerseys. And look, he helps your clubhouse with your young players. He's a motivated guy. He's an ultra-positive guy. He's extremely optimistic when you hear the guy speak. Very no pessimisticness, if that is a word, in him. So he can never be in sports radio.
No.
So he's an ultra positive guy. That's my point.
He's an ultra positive guy.
And you need that around your young players.
You do need that, and there's
especially when your team sucks.
And there's also something to be said about his nature in terms of never say die attitude.
Oh,
he doesn't allow anybody to dictate his terms.
No.
He wants to do something, he's going to try and do it. And there's a lot to like that you gravitate to Tim Tebow, and that's why it makes him so marketable.
Put him in the clubhouse.
I think he's going to be a Met.
I think so too.
I think at some point this year, as the Mets are utterly.
Well, they suck.
An unbelievable disaster. They need something to market.
They do. And I pose that question. We pose it to the audience. You people listen. No matter if you're a Mets fan or not, would you watch the Mets if Tim Tebow was in the lineup? 855-212-4227.
You could even go a step further. Would you pay your hard-earned money to watch Tebow play in a major league game?
Yeah, but if you're a person listening to us in Omaha, Nebraska,
it doesn't matter about it's the Mets. I'm talking about if you are a baseball fan and Tim Tebow comes to town.
Oh, come to town. Okay, so if you're a Chicago Cubs fan,
right? And here
and
come the
he
Mets.
Comes to Wrigley.
Are you paying your hard earned money?
Good
you
question.
Might not be a Cub fan, but you want to see Tim Tebow play. Are you or a Cub fan? Are you showing up to watch Tim Tebow play baseball?
Is he the draw that many of us think he is?
Yeah, I want to hear from you at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Taz and the Moose with you here on this Thursday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
This is Tiki Barber, and I'm talking to athletes, actors, politicians, and celebrities on my Tiki's Barbershop podcast. Find it on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever podcasts are available.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yep, everybody's looking for the blue check of love. That's the key around here. That's the rumor I hear. Everybody wants to be verified on Twitter.
This weekend, the PGA Tour heads to TPC Deer Run in the Quad City communities of Silvis, Illinois. Bryson DeChambeau defends his title and with a win could become the FedEx Points leader. The John Deere Classic this weekend only on CBS.
Why is it so important? Why is everybody, not just here, but other places I've worked at in entertainment, everyone's obsessed with the verification? Listen, Taz and the Moose was verified. Our Twitter account, at Taz and the Moose.
Yeah, we're sleep until I was verified.
And I understand that.
Social media.
But we're a national radio show, so that's a foregone conclusion. That should have been done, and we thank the audience.
Agreed.
That's who we're thanking for that. The audience got that done.
Agreed.
Okay? You've been verified for a long time. I have also. You have also, both of us individually. But some people that work around here without naming names that maybe shouldn't be verified or looking to be verified. I got a problem with that. I'm just saying.
Okay, so
I don't want to name names, so I'm a gentleman.
Why not drop some names?
Yeah, because I'm a gentleman.
Well, you can use me as an example if you want. I wanted to be verified. I now am. It was important to me, though. So if you have any questions as to why it was important to lowly me,
legitimize yourself.
Away. Yeah.
But did the company do it for you? Did it on your own?
No, I did it on my own.
Okay. All right. Did you have your followers help you with that?
No.
The voice you hear is AB Andrew Bogus, the update gentleman.
That is, yeah. Well, people are familiar with the show.
Hope so.
He's been with us for 6 months. been here at the network for 6 years.
Yeah,
you
know, got a nice plaque the other day, actually. Yeah.
Oh, you got a plaque?
Nice. Yeah, me too.
5 year anniversary, a little desk thing.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Wait, thank you.
Congratulations.
Wait a second.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Wait, hold on a second. I didn't get any plaque.
You didn't get the 6 month thing for the. I got a horse with a clock in its stomach.
No, I didn't get any plaque.
I got a little horse with a clock in its stomach.
I was part of the original lineup on Saturday mornings. Me and Maggie. Well, there was no plaque.
No plaque.
Anything. No.
Well, you got to talk to AB, not me. That's not my.
I know a girl.
I got nothing.
See what I can do.
I got nothing. What is that? Wait a second. Secondly, you've got a plaque?
I got a plaque. I'm not verified, though.
Bilotti, do you have a plaque?
I got a 10-year one the other
day. Wow. What?
What's going on? You know why, Moose? I'll tell you,
I've been with this company for like 20 years. I've got no plaques.
I got three words for you. On-air talent. That's why you don't have it.
I've got no plaques.
Well, I got one.
You're not really talented, AB.
But I'm on air.
He is on air, right. That shows what you look
Moose,
at.
You're looking to get a plaque.
Bogus
when you,
just
you
told
had a
you
show.
He got a plaque. And you're like on air talent. AB is like, wait a second. Hold on a second. I'm on the air every day.
Hello. Listen, this is the reason why. There's a difference because you had a regular show, Moose. You had a regular. You said you and Maggie were doing Saturday mornings, right?
Yeah.
On CBS Sports Radio. A regular national weekly radio show.
Yes.
AB, you were doing updates. You're on air talent. You're extremely talented. You're a very good looking man.
Thank you.
But wow, you didn't. You didn't have your own show today. You didn't have your own show. That's a big difference. So I build him up before I bury him.
Right.
That's what happened.
He did not have his own. What's the? Wait a second.
Because you're not going to get a. You're not going to get a plaque from the company, Moose, when you're on air talent with your own show. Don't you understand? It's a privilege to have your own show. Do you not realize that?
It's a privilege to have my own show.
I'm like company man Jones, right?
I'm looking
to get that new program director
spot.
You
also earned it. Same, I told you, Tess.
Thank you.
It's a privilege. It was a privilege for you to be ECW champion.
Well, so that's a load of BS because I've earned that.
Right! Do we get out of here with that?
I know you've earned it. I understand that, but you're not going to get a plaque.
Honestly!
You're not getting a plaque.
Everybody and their mother's gotten a plaque.
WWE. Pretty big company.
Right!
Pretty big company, right?
I just walk out to go to the bathroom. Guy stops me. He goes, the construction site right here. I go,
where is it?
The construction site. I go, I don't know. I go, I'm just going to the bathroom. He goes, no, where's the construction site? I go, I'm doing a national radio show. He goes, where? I go, right over there. He goes, oh. And then he looks down at his phone. I'm like, all right, have a good day.
Moose, man of the people.
Where's the construction? I go, I have no idea.
It's everywhere.
I said, they're painting the walls.
Yeah.
They're going marker.
WWE. Let me just tell you something.
Let's go.
All the wrestlers in WWE, none of them get these plaques. But you're an employee, you get a plaque. You get stuff like that.
Thank you, Mr. Company Man.
But it's true. When I left WWE, I didn't get nothing until like 5 years later. I got, because I became an employee. See, the announcers there are employees, but wrestlers are independent contractors. I was an announcer there long enough. Then I'm out of the company for like years, and I get a plaque sent to me.
Mm.
The hell is this? So what I did, I sent it back.
Good for you.
I don't want your plaque.
Yeah, my follow-up moves would have been, have you been a full-time CBS employee, or are you just getting paid per shift?
Thank you.
That might be
AB, can I see your plaque?
It's already home.
Can I borrow it?
He's got it hung up above his fireplace.
Can I borrow it?
I mean, it has my name on it, but sure.
Why don't you take a picture and put it on the Taz and Moose Instagram account?
Do you have your plaque?
It's in my closet at home.
Oh, you're a proud employee.
It's on the desk at home.
Oh, you know, Pete's got it like on his porch.
With a light on it.
It's got a light on it.
Only thing that's there, but you know.
Bilotti.
My name reaches 10-second max, by the way.
I did.
Bilotti, that's it for you.
Layout.
No more. Should you have
my whisper
off
in my ear.
Look, who needs a plaque?
Abe, thank you, Tess. Tess, thank you.
I got nothing.
You want to hear the we'll make you feel happy, though?
What's that?
The balance. You used to as well at 5 and 10 and 15 get a little catalog and you could pick a gift from the company.
Really?
That's a CBS thing, not an Entercom thing.
Oh, no,
so
gift. That,
so only the plaque for us from now on.
At least you got the plaque.
Your gift is employment.
No rice cooker.
Taz,
no
easy
driver.
Easy, Taz.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, you're not the PD yet, Taz. Relax.
I want that PD job.
Taz has thrown his name into the hopper.
Yeah,
security.
I'm trying to get the program director.
Baseball guest tomorrow, Taz.
First thing I'm doing, firing the co-host of Taz and the Moose.
Taz and the Taz.
That's nice.
That's
thank
the
you, Taz.
First order of business, buddy.
Thanks, Taz. I appreciate that. I have good authority. You're not getting that job.
I'm probably not getting it.
I am Taz. Take it away, Andrew.
Guys, your report's brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Not one, but two teams scored 19 runs last night. First, the Indians.
Swung on, blasted, high, deep to right, down the line, gone! Jose Ramirez's second home run, five RBIs, it's a nine-run third!
Fireworks and music, Tom Hamilton, Indians Radio, 19-4, the final over the Reds, ending Cleveland's four-game losing streak. Then the Rockies ended their nine-game home skid to the Diamondbacks 19-2. Carlos Gonzalez went deep twice, drove in six. Arizona infielder Daniel Descalso and catcher Alex Avila combined to pitch the final four and two-thirds, allowing only three runs on five hits. The Dodgers, a more traditional 4-2 win in San Diego. The Braves took care of the Jays 9-5. The Mets dropped the Phillies 3-0 in 10. And the Brewers lost for the second time in 3 days in extra innings in Miami, this time 5-4 in 12 on a Starlin Castro RBI single. Seattle, a 3-0 victory in Anaheim. The Yankees, a 9-0 win in Baltimore. And the White Sox shut out the Cardinals 4-0. The Red Sox pushing their win streak to 9-4-2 over the Rangers. And the A's took care of the Astros 8-3. Mariners shortstop Gene Segura, Milwaukee first baseman Jesus Aguilar won the final man voting for Tuesday's All-Star game. Cardinal righty Miles Mikolas is starting Sunday, so he can't pitch in D.C. Tuesday, so Dodgers righty Ross Stripling gets his spot. Wimbledon's women's semifinals begin at the top of the hour. Angelique Kerber and Yelena Ostapenko lead off, then Serena Williams and Yulia Gurgis. And Moose's former favorite NFL team, the Redskins, dipped their toe in the supplemental draft yesterday, taking Virginia Tech corner Adonis Alexander in the sixth round, which means they will not have a sixth-round pick in the regular draft in the spring. Boys?
Thank you, AB. Appreciate that. Yes. Congratulations on your plaque and verification as well.
That's really bothering the Moose.
Thank you, Moose.
It's going to be all day with this.
Mm-hmm. My bad.
All day and tomorrow.
Everyone gets plaques. By the way, it would be nice to get Biseglia verified as well. We're going to...
Well, Mikey, being the producer of this show, should be. He should be verified.
No doubt.
Every other producer here is trying to get verified.
No
then,
question.
That Mikey B should be. That's
right.
What
and he's going to send out...
Thank you.
Right. Emails being sent back and forth about producers getting verified and sending it to the producer whose name is not on that list, who's not verified, of other producers on CBS Sports Radio that are looking to get verified. I mean,
that's a kick in the game.
Not even verified consideration for Mike.
I mean, not even.
It's ridiculous.
What are we doing?
Maybe we should put a poll up. Have a social media team put a poll up.
Honestly. Yeah,
they're busy. verifying others.
It might be. Right. Maybe it's too many cat pictures.
Right. Imagine, to draw a comparison. Wake up on like a Tuesday morning, and you get social media director, and it's like, and sends it out to all on air talent. We're looking to get Tiki and Tierney, Jim Rome, Bill Ryder, DA,
Amy Lawrence,
and Scott Farrell verified. And we get it, and we wake up, what? What about us? Oh, we'll look into it.
And you are?
At a morning drive show.
Oh, right. Wait a second. What?
Well, these producers, look. Listen.
But if you're going to do that, don't send them the email.
I know.
Right. I don't care if I am or not. It was more the principle.
That's like it's like every other producer is getting verified except for Segley, who produces the morning drive show.
There's a 90-person Excel spreadsheet of verified in the process, needs to get it. There's not a mention of Mikey B. Or
I feel
TV,
bad.
Or even
Biseglia's got to get. By the way, we also should all thank Taz for getting the morning show verified as well.
You're welcome.
Verify Jones.
So Petey Jones.
Thank you.
I don't want to pull the curtain back too much, Moose, but I think you just did.
I'll give credit where credit's due. You know I have no issue with that.
I know you
most don't. Of the time. 855-212-4CBS. Coming up straight ahead. We're talking about, we're going to talk to Basketball Hall of Famer. Clyde Drexler is going to join Taz and myself. We'll talk all things NBA, reminisce a little bit with Clyde the Glide as well. That comes your way next right here. Taz and the Moose as we roll around. A big Thursday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
That's right, rolling right along. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico and go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Taz, let's hit the guest line right now. Let's welcome aboard Hall of Famer Clyde Drexler, working with the Big Three as well. We'll get into that here momentarily. Hey, Clyde, Taz and the Moose with you. Big fans, we appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
We're doing well.
To be on the show.
You got it, Clyde. How you doing? How's everything going, all right?
Well, if it's any better, it'd be a complete setup.
Hey, I like that line, Clyde. I got to steal that line from you, buddy. That's a good one.
Oh, thank you. Well, the Big Three is off and rolling.
Yeah, off and rolling. Tell us a little bit about year two of the Big Three, Clyde.
Well, the Big Three is a series of four games, and it's a 10-week season in the summer. So it's professional three-on-three basketball, the best in the world. We got stars like Amari Stoudemire, Nate Robinson, Chauncey Billups. We got Jason Maxfield. We got, and they're coached by Hall of Fame coaches like Julius Erving, Rick Barry, Gary Payton, George Iceman Gervin, Nancy Lieberman. And so we got more Hall of Fame coaches and more all-star players in the Big Three than any other summer league or any other professional league in the summer.
Now, what do you think growing pains as an organization year one to year two in terms of the product and grasp and what the basketball fan wants, Clyde? What do you think the Big Three learned after year one?
That's a great question. Growing pains. Everywhere we went last season, I was a head coach last year, we were sold out. People are willing and can't wait to see the Big Three because it's a really competitive. It's a tremendous product. Every game is better than the next game. And instead of getting one game, you get four games. Every Friday we go from city to city, right? And so you see all these great players and coaches. It's like a festival.
I think we lost Clyde.
I think we just lost Clyde.
Of the Big Three.
Oh, there so you
we,
go.
We feature a four-point line. We the shot clock is 14 seconds. And remember, it's three-on-three half court.
Three-on-three half court.
So the growing pains were just to continue to do what we're doing, improve the fan and the player experience, grow the game. We've gotten a lot of offers to participate in different countries, and we're trying to figure out how exactly we're going to do that. And now, since three-on-three is an Olympic sport, it's widely popular. You know, our games are broadcast live on Fox every Friday night around 6 or 7 p.m., and we're broadcasting over about 50 countries.
That's amazing.
So it's a popular game.
Well, yeah, so it sounds extremely successful. Congrats on that, Clyde. It sounds like a lot of fun, actually, too. So if we could segue to today's game, we'd love to get your thoughts on obviously some of the headlines that a lot of folks are talking about with the NBA during the offseason. As you know, it's riveting during the offseason, right? So, Warriors, Golden State, right? So they had Boogie Cousins. What do you think of this? Does it bother you? You like it? You don't like it? What's your thoughts on that, Clyde?
Well, if he wanted to join the Warriors for less money, that's his choice. You can't penalize the franchises that are making great decisions. The people that should be penalized are the teams that are bad year in and year out. Why can't you do something?
Right, right.
I get that. Understand. I guess you look at it. You think a league when you look at the NBA, Clyde, a league that is very, very top heavy is a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I just stated it. You cannot penalize the franchises that are making good decisions. Remember, in the 80s, it was Showtime Lakers with all of the number one draft picks playing together at one time. You had Worthy, Kareem, Magic, McAdoo, Michael Thompson. Five number one picks on the same team at the same time. And you wonder why they were dominant. And the Celtics, when they had Mikael, Bird, Parrish, all those guys were Hall of Famers at the same time playing at a high level. You wonder why they were dominant. When the Pistons had a good run, seven straight Eastern Conference Finals, they had all these good players. And so franchises that make good decisions should reap the benefits.
Yeah, no, can't argue with that, Clutch. So let me ask you, you're speaking of, if you speak about, if you had to compare the game when you were playing and how physical the game was and how the difference of today, like just a comparison, I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's game compared to your day.
Well, today's game is still a very good game. Remember, from the Big Three, all of our guys come from the NBA. To be a participant in the Big Three, you have to have competed in the NBA.
Right.
And so it's all family. And so the games are still good in the NBA. They're not as physical. It's not fair to really compare the eras because it's apples and oranges.
Mm.
But it's still a good product. It's not as physical, but it's, you know, the guys play hard. There are different ways that you have to be effective in today's game as opposed to when we played. But if you want good old school physical basketball, that's why you should come see the Big Three.
The Big Three sounds like some you guys get physical too.
Oh, absolutely. We allow hand checking.
Wow.
We allow post play. You know, those old school things that in 303 you got to have. Because in 303 you can't hide. You know, you got to play defense and then you got to be able to make a move offensively. Otherwise, they're not going to guard you.
Right.
And then, you know, co-founders, Ice Cube, Jeff Quartnitz, our board, Amy Trash, chairman of the board, Mark Garagos, attorney on record. We got a great think tank with the Big Three. Great leadership, and the future is extremely bright.
Clyde, it's great news about the Big Three. It's fantastic. I'm curious in terms of when you look at today's game in the NBA, Michael and LeBron, I know you can't compare eras. What about players? Clyde, if you were drafting a team, picking a team, who would you start with, Michael or LeBron?
Well, that's a great question. Now, you know I can't answer that question without boosting up one guy and demeaning the other. So I'm going to say I love them both, and I hate to compare players. They're both great players. You wouldn't go wrong if you had
right. Either
one of them. But if you had Will Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell in that group at 21, you wouldn't be wrong either.
No, again, you wouldn't be wrong. I mean, is it an insult if you're the second greatest player to ever play the sport? It's not the biggest day. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here, Clyde, in terms of Michael and LeBron.
You're never going to get a consensus number one player, trust me.
That's fair.
Actually, the most consensus you're going to have is a guy like Chamberlain, who averaged 50 points, 25 rebounds. They changed rules to combat him. No one else, I don't think, is in that stratosphere. Will Chamberlain was a man among men. And the other guys, I mean, who was better than Julius Erving? Who's to say who was better? Who was better than Larry Bird? Who was better than Magic? It's hard for me to say somebody was better. Who's better than Michael? Who's better than LeBron? Come on.
Right. They're all great in their own. They're all great in their own realm, their own world, I should say.
Exactly. Who was better than Elgin Baylor?
Right.
It's just Oscar Robertson. Those guys are just phenomenal players.
Hey, Clyde, what about, so again, back to talking about today, right? So do you think it's an issue for the NBA that, you know, especially now with LeBron going to the Lakers, there's, you know, a big narrative of, hey, the West is super strong because of Golden State's success, obviously, and the powerhouse, the dynasty, and where the East is a little bit, you know, well, not as strong. Do you think that's an issue for basketball?
I think it is an issue. Because why? Because it's been going on for too long.
Right.
The East hadn't been strong since the Pistons were winning year after year. That was the last time you had a little bit of parity. But the East has to have more teams that can compete on a high level night to night. You can't have a bunch of yummy bears. Whereas the Western Conference, you got about 10, 12 good teams who are really competing, and the teams that come in the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th spot would be playoff contenders in the East. That can't continue to happen.
No, it can't, but how do you change it? How do you rectify that, Clyde?
Well, teams in the East have got to make better player personnel decisions.
No, it's true. You're right. It better better developmental decisions, better that. But if I'm also one of these NBA superstars and NBA players that hit free agency, Clyde, I'd also try and go east as well, because the path to the NBA Finals is a lot easier than out west.
Well, you know, it's every player wants to win. But most players, if they have a family, got a wife, they got kids, they're thinking about, is it a good place to live? Do they have great schools? Is the weather good? I mean, there are a few more intangibles that you have to think about.
How much of a decision for LeBron going to Los Angeles do you think it was about family and not necessarily about championships?
Well, I think it was 100% about family and post-career moves. He's going to be in Hollywood, so he'll have a footing. He can just stay there. I mean, he bought like a $30 million home last year in L.A., and so he was looking in schools for his kids all year. So it's no secret that he signed with the Lakers.
Yeah, no doubt. So what's up next for the Big Three? You guys are just rocking and rolling, eh?
Well, Friday, come check us out. We're going to, you know, all four teams play every Friday night. So you get to see every player in the Big Three compete. You get to see all the coaches, Hall of Fame coaches, and the games are fierce and wildly competitive. It is a show like none other. You will enjoy it, and I will see you there.
All right, Clyde, final one for me. If we take an in-the-prime Clyde Drexler in today's day NBA with no hand-checking, lack of physicality, wide-open floor, what kind of show would Clyde the Glide put on?
Oh, let me just tell you, I would never shoot a jump shot. Why? They couldn't stop me from going to the basket.
They really couldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
They really couldn't. I mean, they couldn't stop you when you had a guy on your hand-checking and a double-teamer. Now, you can't touch me? Oh, my goodness. It's open season.
You're going to the rack.
Every big guy will get in foul trouble because you just go to the rim, elevate, run into him, hang, and lay it in. It's like, the big guys would have 3 or 4 fouls in the first 4 or 5 minutes.
Clyde, do you miss it? Do you miss your playing days?
No, I enjoyed it. The guys playing today are tremendous. I'm not like one of those old school guys who's a hater.
Right.
I love the game. It's still being played at a very high level. And I love watching it.
And you know what, Clyde? I got to tell you before, it's cool to hear. You could just tell. I never met you. Moose has never met you, but we could just hear your voice, your passion for the game.
Yeah,
it's a really nice thing for a legend like yourself to hear that. That's really cool, man.
Oh, thank you, guys. You know, if you love the game, you love the game, and that's why the Big Three is for hoopsters. You got to play somewhere, but professional 3-on-3, and you get to see guys like Nate Stoudemire, Amari Stoudemire, Baron Davis, Meta World Peace, and these guys are still very competitive. Why? Because they just left the NBA. This is not old man's basketball. These guys can hoop.
Check it out, Big Three on Fox. Clyde Drexler, Hall of Famer. We appreciate the time, Clyde. All the best, all right? And we'll do it again real soon.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Taz. I enjoyed it. Y'all be good.
You got it. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. He's the man.
Yes. All right, Taz, thank you.
I knew that you were going to say that.
Well, how do you not? It's on a T.
Well, it's just...
All right, Taz, thank you. By the way, I'll see you Friday night for the Big Three. Thank you. Thanks, Pete. Thanks.
Oh, my God, I got tears in my eyes. It was like I wrote it for the man. He's a legend.
No. You didn't write it. You shot him a text.
Yeah. Hey, Clyde, no, put me over. Don't mention Moose.
Exactly right. Coming up straight ahead, we've got the three. Coming up at 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, we're going to talk to Bernie Williams as well, 5:40 Pacific. Looking forward to that. Two down, hour left to play with. You know where you're at. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio. Come on back.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.